There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Today on The Dark Side Of, an OC mom gets a life sentence for pushing infant son off hospital parking structure, killing him, shockingly. Man found guilty of murder in honor killing trial, and a 14-year-old arrested for allegedly raping a woman in front of the daughter and stabbing her. A 14-year-old. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side Of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side Of.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and give us a review there on Apple Podcasts if you have a moment. We greatly appreciate that. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Brent. How's it going?
I feel like the headlines are Mad Libs every week, quite honestly. I mean,
speaking of Mad Libs, this has nothing to do with Mad Libs, but you got a lot of rain this week.
Oh, my God.
Like, I saw you posted a picture today, maybe yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like the swimming pool you're putting in is filled up. I mean, not that I would swim in that water, but
I had to convince Harper that we can't do that today.
It's not very good.
Because number one, our driveway got washed out, so we can't leave. And so she didn't go to school today. But then like the rain kind of calmed down. We walked around and kind of surveyed the damage and such. And it's like, and we kind of just sat there for a minute by it. And she like dipped her toe in and she's like, can I jump in it, Dad?
Oh,
like, no. Like, this is all like runoff from everything around here. And like, there's probably like snakes and shit in there. Like, no, you can't go in there. What if I just jump in really quick? No.
What part of there could be snakes and shit in there did you not understand?
I know. She's like, and she's just so excited to jump in that pool sometime. And it's like halfway full. It's she just can't wait, regardless of snakes. But yeah, so we had that. And it was crazy. It was like, I think like what, 6 inches of rain in like 5 hours. So
yeah, that's a lot.
It's it was the biggest damage to my driveway ever.
6 inches of rain in a week would be a lot, or two weeks is a lot.
It happened in 5 hours. There was a lot of damage around the city. We have one. You ever hear of the graduate hotels?
No.
There's several of them around the country. They're all kind of like interestingly themed. They're usually in college towns. And we have one here, and it's the outside of it is themed almost in kind of, it almost looks like plaid wrapping paper, if you will. It looks really cool. And they just did the plaid wrapping paper about a year ago on this big building, and it's an older hotel, but it's cool. They keep it looking neat. And it was like, oh, that's really neat. And it wasn't like a wrap. It was like literally tiles on the side of the building because it's intended to be that way for a long, long time. Well, last night we had pretty strong winds and all that rain, and half of the tiles fell off the side of the building.
No.
I saw the pictures today.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at it. I just pulled it up.
If you were underneath that, really you would have died. You would have been killed. It was basically the tiling of half of the building collapsed onto the sidewalk below.
Wow.
Yeah. And we walked down that sidewalk all the time at like the farmer's market and everything. And it's just like, God, like, what? I mean, I got to say, like, that couldn't have been affixed that well if that took it out. It was not hit by a tornado. Yes, there were strong winds, and yes, there was a lot of rain, but still, that shouldn't make half of your building tiles fall.
Yeah, that's really odd.
I mean, if a tornado hit it, that's one quest thing, but it was not. I mean, we had, you know, 50, 60 mile hour winds, but it's not tornado. I mean, it was the middle of the day and that hit it. And then people were walking around down there. My God. So they were lucky it happened in the middle of the night. But I'd really be questioning, what adhesive did you use? How were these tiles affixed to this building? Because that does not look safe. And there's still half of them up there. So I really feel like,
come down.
Like, you got to take that shit down immediately. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, it's been raining here, but nothing like that. But when I saw your pictures, I'm like, shit.
Yeah. And I was sleeping so nice and sound this morning. Cause I'm like, we didn't have to get up for the bus because I knew the bus couldn't make it. And I did not know about my driveway yet. I just knew that it's going to be chaotic to get out in the morning because it was still severe weather. So I was sleeping, and then my neighbor texts me, and my neighbor, his wife works at the school, and said, hey, you know, she can pick up Harper and take her into school. Your driveway's washed out. It's like 6:50. I'm reading this. I'm like, oh God. So
it looked like a lake.
So I walked out there, and I was so like looking forward to like another 2-3 hours of sleep. But once you walk the, you know, 5 acres to the end of your driveway, you're pretty much awake by that point. And then seeing all that, it's like, okay. So I called my gravel guy and who helps me with all that, and he's going to get it taken care of. But yeah, a lot of water. Lot of water.
Well, I have picked, I'm going to say dick of the week this week.
Oh, yeah?
Because I think this is a dick thing to do.
Dick of the week.
Dick of the week.
Dick of the week. Dick of the week. Dick of the week. Who is the dick of the week?
That was like a Flight of the Conchord song. Anyways, there's a lot of people super, super sensitive right now, and I'm not here to judge where you fall on the side of pro-choice or pro-life, but there was a lot of people very upset by that leaked document, which that's a whole nother thing. They need to figure out how that got leaked.
Sure.
Because, you know, that shit can't happen. But, and this is... Like I said, I don't want to get into, I'm not here to judge how you feel.
Carol's not here to judge how you feel.
No, I'll just do it in my own home later when we're done. But in a Gallup poll, now here's the thing anymore, like I can say a Gallup poll and there's somebody's like, yeah, their Gallup polls are full of shit. But it's like they're reputable polling company. And 60% of Americans do not think Roe v. Wade should be overturned. So there's a big percentage of people, and even Republicans are like pretty much split even on this, according to the Gallup poll. So Matt Gaetz, who is the dick of the week.
The dick of the week.
He tweeted, he said, I'm quoting this, how many of the women rallying against overturning Roe are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly return from protests to a lonely microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble match.
Jesus Christ.
He fucking tweeted that. I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing. You know, I might not agree with you. I know I agree with you, but you know, I might not agree with other people. Other people not might not agree with me. I'm not even going to tell you where I fall. People probably would guess.
Sure.
But it's like, that's, you get to make that decision. It's
who
just like who you vote
that?
For. Who's... You get to make that decision. I respect your decision. It's your decision. I'm not going to say that kind of dick sort of, that's dick speak.
He's
that's
trying,
what that is.
He's trying to be the next Trump is what he's trying to do. He's,
you know, exactly.
He's like, and like, it's all shock value. And
here's a guy.
He looks like a plastic
person. If he got his 17-year-old girl who he is having sex with pregnant, he would probably be saying, I'll give you money for an abortion.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it just, there's a lot of things that I'm not going to get into the whole abortion thing because I could. Yeah. But, you know, that shit just makes me mad. Now, I'm not saying that he did that. I have no idea. I'm just saying when you write stuff like that, you're the type of guy who would do that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, who the fuck says, yeah, exactly. Dick of the week. God.
That's dick.
That's yeah. It's like, if you say that, I cannot take anything you say seriously, no matter what, even if I agree with it. It's like, I'm sorry. That's how I am with friends and stuff too, where it's like, I'm sorry. If you're like going to say this about that person, but you're not going to be like that to me, no, that's not okay. You can't be like that to somebody else. And then you're totally, like, that's just, no, that's not okay. It's a huge character flaw.
And but considering 60% of the people in a Gallup poll do not think it should be overturned, you're talking to you're saying that about a huge percentage of the American
public.
You're
saying that to the majority of the American public. Yeah, I know. I don't. I know and I just don't know at the same time.
I am home. I did not have microwave dinner, but I have a cat. I have two of them.
So you took it especially hard because tonight you did not pick up a Lean Cuisine simply because of Matt Gaetz's comment.
But you know what? I'm going to tomorrow. I'm going to be proud of them damn microwave.
Carol didn't pick up a microwave dinner because of Matt Gaetz's Dick of the Week comments.
But she does have an adorable kitten.
And she does really like awesome microwave dinners. Just vegetarian ones.
That's true. I am vegetarian, which probably makes me even farther down on the list of people he would like.
That's true.
Because, you know, if you're vegetarian, you obviously are a horrible person.
You are obviously not part of his. Yeah. You
know, damn his, tree huggers.
Yeah. You don't go to the field and cut open the cow alive and take a steak out of it while it's still living and feeding its calf. I roast it and I go into the cow like it's a fucking bobbing for apples. And I just take a flame torch out there and I just, I flame the side of the cow.
You know who you're reminding me of right now?
Medium roast it.
You know who you're reminding me of?
Who?
Ted Nugent.
I could see that. Yeah. Totally.
Anyway. Totally. So what do you have this week?
Well, I got an story here. An OC mom who gets life sentence for pushing infant son off a hospital parking structure, killing him. Is there something going on here where people just do not have this maternity or maternal or paternal instinct in them? Is it just, are we breeding this out of people? I really do wonder this.
You know, I do think there are a lot of factors at play. And I think when the economy gets really bad and people's money gets really tight, I think that's a factor. I think drug use is a factor. I think mental illness is a factor. And all of those, you know, a pandemic is a factor.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things going on right now that I'm not excusing any of it. Because what I think you're getting ready to share sounds absolutely horrific. There is no excuse for it. But it's like, it bothers me. Where is somebody to help protect the little baby? Like, how did that happen? You know?
Well, it makes me wonder because we hear stories like this and we're just like, oh my God, this is absolutely horrible. Because it is. But honestly, I mean, if you look back in history and you go back not all that far... 60, 70 years ago or so. And then prior, anybody or a lot of people, for the most part, who had a child that maybe had some sort of disability, get that kid out of here. And you kind of pretend it didn't happen. And somebody else is taking care of it.
Oh, they would institutionalize it
immediately. I mean, and granted, it went somewhere at least. But the fact
but they were horrific places.
Yeah, they were. They're completely horrific. But the thing is, it's... Is this like, I don't understand how you, even if like that was the thing that people did, how you would still be able to like do that and feel good about it. Is this really just another kind of showing of, well, society's really, there's always been these people who really could easily give up their children without a second thought. We used to kind of have these places we'd put them, but now they just push them off parking structures. Because there's no place to put these kids and the parents are just that fucking insane. Ugh. You know?
Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath before you read this because this is going to bother me.
A La Habra mother was sentenced Wednesday to 25 years of life in prison for pushing her 7-month-old son to his death off the top of an Orange County hospital parking structure over a decade ago. Simona Helminslow, 42, told the judge that she was sorry for killing Noam Mandena Jr. in 2011 and asked in tears to be reunited with her family, the Orange County Register reported. I'm asking for the opportunity to be with my daughters, she said through a Spanish translator. Please, Your Honor, I know that what I did was wrong, but I regret doing that from the bottom of my heart. I don't care at this point if I were the judge. She was convicted by a jury last August on one felony count of first-degree murder and one felony count on assault of a child causing death, which in that itself is kind of shocking considering it took 9 years to have the trial. She had entered a plea of not guilty and not guilty for reason by insanity, triggering a separate trial to determine whether she was legally insane at the time of the incident. A month later, the same jury who convicted her of first-degree murder also found her to be sane at the time of the murder. OC Superior Court Judge Kimberly Menninger said Wednesday that her only options for sentencing were either probation or 25 years to life behind bars, adding that a sentence of probation for killing a baby was not a good option, the OC Register reported. There is no winner here, Menninger told the family. This just became a tragedy, and I'm so sorry for what you went through. On August 22nd, 2011, she drove her 7-month-old son, Noah, to a children's hospital in Orange County in the city of Orange, parked her car on the fourth floor of the parking structure. Baby Noah was born with a congenital muscular disease and wore a medical helmet to correct his disorder. His medical conditions required him to receive treatment at the hospital regularly, but the infant did not have an appointment scheduled that day. She removed Noel's helmet and pushed him from the parking structure. The DA's office said prosecutors say she had the intention of murdering him. The mother then walked inside the hospital, validated her parking, and drove away. Do you have the sense to go validate her parking?
Well, you don't want to have to pay.
Why would you want to do that?
Get it validated.
My God. The witness who saw the baby falling through the air called 911 and police responded to the scene. Noah was taken to the trauma center at UC Irvine Medical Center in critical condition and died 2 days later. Shortly after Noah was pushed off the parking structure, Carmela's husband, Noah Mendia, called law enforcement to report that his wife and son were missing. Mendia told police at the time that his wife had recently been hospitalized for depression and was not allowed to be alone with the baby. He said she took Noah while he was watching the couple's two other children of their home in La Habra. He had not been immediately aware of what had happened, but when he realized they were gone, he called police reporting them missing. That night, the Orange police officer saw her driving past a hospital on Main Street and arrested her, officials said. So, ultimately, this is a story of lack of mental health help in our country when people absolutely need it, where it's just like, okay, husband, your wife is all these issues right now. She could potentially kill your children. So now you get to play guard of everybody and take care of everybody all at the same time. And you can't afford mental health help for your wife? Well, that's tough shit because she might kill your kids at any time.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I truly do believe she was having a mental health crisis.
Completely.
And I also know that caring for a child like that had to have been really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know, now that I know this whole story, I do feel sad for the whole situation, because that had to have been horrifically hard on the husband. And, you know, she had to have been at some crisis point in her life. And, but at the same time, you killed this child.
Yeah, it's I think the capability factor there is what gets it for me, where you, I understand the depression. I understand people having thoughts. The point where you act it out, that's a new level of you're capable of this. Not everyone is capable of this. There's other people who have those feelings and those urges and those sort of things, and they're going through it, but they don't act on them. When you're able to do it, you are an insane danger to yourself and everyone around you at any point in time, unless you, you get know, help.
She, you know, postpartum depression is real.
I've dealt with it. Yes.
It's dark and it's deep. And,
yep.
You know, and it's too bad that there was no one to help her with that.
I know. I get it.
And having a special needs kid is tough, but I work with lots of special needs kids, and I see, you know, their families and the interactions, and I know it's hard, but I also, there's so much love there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, oh, that just breaks my heart. It's a sad story.
It is. It is.
And I get why she, you know, she probably does totally regret that. How could you not?
But I also don't see where it's like, yeah, go free. You know, I just, no.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
There's a potential there for more. You got daughters that could have kids and all that. And I don't trust it. I don't trust it in something like that. When you go that far, and it's scary. A man found guilty of a murder in honor killing trial, because who doesn't like a good honor killing? 67-year-old man who shot and killed his daughter-in-law after she allegedly insulted him has been found guilty of first-degree murder. A jury convicted Jaheet Singh Wednesday afternoon. He faces a life term in prison. Singh listened through headphones to a Punjabi interpreter as Judge John W. Lua read the verdicts. Singh showed no reaction. He shot Sundadeep Kaur, 37, following an argument in the morning of August 26, 2019. When police arrived, Singh said he either had to kill himself or Kunar due to her dishonoring of him, according to court documents. Whatever fucking religion you have that says that is not a religion. That's just fucked in the head. His attorney.
No, that's really sad. And, you know, it's, you know, and I'm sure it happens here more than what we know.
Yeah.
But, you know, in other cultures, I mean, you're not a man if you let a woman get away with certain things. Like, you can't do that.
That's insane.
It's like, your job is to, you know what, your daughter's marrying whoever she wants. She's dating that guy. You can't have that.
It's insane.
You have to kill her.
Yeah. No.
Like, I don't get that.
No. And those people can be removed from our planet as well. His attorney, David A. Torres, said during a closing argument last week, the killing occurred in the heart of the heat of the moment, and Singh should be acquitted of murder and instead found guilty of voluntary manslaughter. Yeah. Prosecutor Kara Thompson, however, said Singh shot Kunar for defying him and showing independence. That's justifiable right there. She asked for a first-degree murder conviction. Let's ask for the death penalty, please.
Well, and you know, it's all like, yeah, women's rights. I think people don't realize, like, oh, yeah, women can do whatever they want. No, they can't. Like, women have rights here in the U.S., but when you the country, you know, in certain countries, women can't even drive.
Look, yeah, I mean, yes, in the U.S., very much so. In other countries, oh my God, yeah. And then there's other cultures that bring this in too, and then they still want to kind of follow their fucked up let's hold women back thing, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't jive with our culture. I'm sorry, it doesn't, because we don't believe in that. Because it's fucking crazy.
I do think that women are still held down in a number of different ways.
Sure.
But I like that. That's just outrageous. That is so outrageous to me.
No, I refuse to respect anybody's beliefs, religion, whatever the fuck you want to call it. If you disrespect anyone in any way, especially a member of the opposite sex.
Afghanistan, like these poor girls, yeah. Like now they're not even letting them go to school.
No. It's like fucked
up. Taking education away from.
No. And that's girls. And that's how so much of this control is, you know, put on over the world is under the guise of some sort of religion. And that's how it's run. It's like, oh, well, I'm not just saying this. It's God. It's the law. It's this. It's like. And it's worked for a long fucking time. Until now. And then we see this sort of crazy shit happening. They argued, Kuhner told Singh to mind his own business and said, I'll pull off your beard and shove it up your ass. Doris said, pull off your beard and shove it up your ass. That's good. She also threatened to call police and file a false report saying Singh sexually assaulted her, the attorney said. Hair is very important among Sikhs, and cutting the beard of a Sikh against their will be considered an act of scarlage. A Punjab cultural expert testified last week. Singh grabbed a revolver and shot Kuhner 3 times. So basically, she didn't want to put up with his shit and said she'd shove his beard up his ass.
Excuse me. It's just so, like... That's why his argument of it should just be manslaughter because I didn't mean to do it. How did you go to murder from somebody said something insulting to you? So it's like, fine, I'll just kill you.
Yeah. So
then you get off for a lesser charge.
No, it should be a death sentence pretty much immediately is what it should go to. Piece of shit is what that is. What else we got here this week? We got a 14-year, this is fucked up, a 14-year-old arrested for allegedly raping a woman in front of her daughter and then stabbing her.
Oh my God.
Hits just keep on coming, everybody. True Crime Daily is reporting this one. A 14-year-old male allegedly broke into a woman's home, raped her in front of her daughter and stabbed her. According to a statement from the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office on April 19th at approximately 3:15 p.m., a 14-year-old suspect and a suspect accomplice allegedly broke into the woman's home in Long Island's Mastic Beach neighborhood after they saw a resident drive away. When they entered the home, they came across a locked door and they kicked it in. There they found a 23-year-old woman and her 4-year-old daughter. District Attorney's Office says the 14-year-old ordered the woman to unlock her cell phone as the accomplice allegedly went through the bedroom looking for property to steal. As this occurred, the teen allegedly sexually assaulted the woman and choked her with her daughter in close proximity. The assault allegedly continued in the hallway. The 14-year-old defendant reportedly took the mom back into the bedroom and attempted to pull her 4-year-old daughter out of the bedroom. The mother reportedly tried stopping him, and he ultimately left the child in the room while taking the victim to another room. According to the statement, the suspect pulled a switchblade, showed it to her, then slashed her across the head and forehead. He then allegedly stabbed her in the upper left part of the chest. Both suspects fled the home on foot following the stabbing. The victim required stitches and staples to the head, face, and chest. The teen admitted to his role in the burglary, and after taking a DNA sample, was handed additional charges. District Attorney's Office says the teen is charged with first-degree rape, first-degree criminal sexual assault, 2 counts of first-degree assault, 2 counts of first-degree burglary, 1 count of first-degree sexual abuse, 1 count of second-degree strangulation, and endangering the welfare of a child. He was arraigned in Suffolk County Youth Court and is being held without bail. Teen's accomplice reportedly remains at large. Okay, so when you get all those charges,
thank God she didn't die.
When you get that, like, there should be something where it's like Yahtzee. When you're a criminal, it's like, let's see what we got here. And then, like, you go across the chart and like, oh my God, I got all these in a row. That means death. It's just like, game over, Yahtzee.
That is a full house and a life sentence.
Yeah, it's, There's no purpose to this anymore. There's no, this kid's not going to be speaking in a TED talk someday going, I overcame First degree criminal sexual acts, 2 counts of first degree sexual assault, 2 counts of first degree burglary, 1 count of first degree sexual abuse, and 1 count of second degree strangulation and endangering the welfare of a child. And now I'm the CEO at Jiffy Lube. You know, no, not going to happen.
And it's sad because the kid is 14, like 14.
And he can go away.
And you just threw away your entire life because now you're going to end up in prison with the real prisoners.
Good.
You know, because I'm going to doubt that he's tried as a juvenile.
Yeah.
And no. It's just sad. It's like, what is it? Your parenting? Like, where did it go off track?
I would imagine if you look at the record of the parenting on that child, it probably ain't the greatest. Just a wild guess. Yeah. And that's where I think we should look more back at those things and start charging parents sometimes too when your kids do ridiculously insane shit. Like, what did we fail on here, kids? And
well, that one kid who, the school shooter, and they arrested his parents.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, if your kid's threatening and there's behavioral issues and you get him a gun and you don't lock up the gun and the kid has access to it.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, if something ever happened to my daughter, those parents better watch the fuck out. That would be.
And I'm just here to say, seriously, he's take him seriously.
That's where I would be. If that ever happened, I think I'd be there. I don't know any other place to be as a parent if that were to happen. Because it's just like, what are we doing? Like, why? How did we fail so badly here that this is what, you know, goes on? So.
And I do think there's sometimes good parenting and there's just a kid that's just messed up. There's behavioral issues.
There
is
that. There is that.
Things happen. And I mean, it could be the case with this kid, but you know, that's just so horrific.
A lot of times though, you look at the scene and where they came from and you go, oh, I get it. There's sometimes where it's like, I don't get it at all. And you really feel genuinely bad for the parents, but 9 out of 10 times it's, oh, I get it.
At least that woman didn't die, but my God, it's going to take her a long time to get over that.
It's going to ruin her life.
A lot of help.
Yeah.
And that poor little kid.
Horrible. Horrible. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side Of. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Go ahead and press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for all of us at The Dark Side Of, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Coda Salusa. celebrates those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.